two from the good black man, and we're a winner. And everybody knows the two, we just keep on pushing, like your leaders tell you to. At last that blessed day has come, and I don't care where you come from, we're all moving on up, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up, woo.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to The Political Strategist here on Saturday, this April 1st, 2023. This is your podcast host, Brenda K. Sanders. I am on the podcast today because, you know, I've talked and talked about being a victim of the U.S. military attacks and physically being hit in the head, physically being hit in the my legs and feet. I can recall awakening with a feeling of being paralyzed from the waist down and struggling to get up out of my bed. There's all kinds of sophisticated military weaponry that's being used on civilians in this country to wage war against civilians in this country. And it is certainly illegal, it's certainly it's criminal, and it needs to be addressed. One of the things that we can do to address it is to certainly challenge the military personnel that are holding public office in this country. And particularly, I'm dealing with, and I'm referencing U.S. Congressman Joe Wilson. He is a military veteran, just like his brother, Alan Wilson. And he is also the person that prosecuted my brother wrongfully and has him in jail and refuses to release him. But then we have Joe Wilson, who is a military veteran. And in his district, all up and down the state line of South Carolina, north and south, we have these military attacks, which are very brutal. When they first started, and they've changed because they physically attack you. When the military attacks first began, they were chemical in nature, with a suffocation type of it was a suffocation type sensation with the chemicals, and so I've suffered all of it. I've been through the gamut of chemical chemical releases in the environment, reporting them to environmental agencies, both in South Carolina and the national EPA. But also then there are the actual physical attacks where the weaponry actually, the directed energy attacks actually hit your body. And you're not going to see anybody standing up, hitting you with a bat, but that's what it feels like. It's electronic harassment, the inability to turn on your phone, to turn on your television without being hit in the head or being hit in the chest. And you know what I did? I know you said, well, this is mental. Well, no, I did it to survive. I purchased a bulletproof vest because of these attacks. I did not know what else to do. I did meet some people that are very well informed about these attacks and very sophisticated in their own right about educating us about what these attacks are about. They're not new. They may just be new to us. But one thing for sure, we have a U.S. congressman in public office drawing the taxpayer dollars that has turned his head to these to the situation. I know and I can prove now by my sister's own death that these attacks are dangerous. They're dangerous. And so what I have for you for this podcast, for this episode of The Political Strategist, is a conversation from the office of Congressman Joe Wilson, his staffer, when I called concerned about the military attacks. Now, this was about a couple of years ago. I have to find out the exact date. But let me tell you this. Nothing, and in fact, nothing was done to curb these attacks. In fact, they got even worse. And my sister's death in 2021, and even I, when I left in the early part last year of 22, I left because of the attacks, because I felt I was in danger. Now, I'm returning to the area very shortly, but it is because I want to get justice for my sister. I want to get justice for me and my brother. All of these very evil things have happened because of these two brothers, and they seem steadfast in their intentions and their efforts to destroy my family. I think if we have a U.S. congressman like Joe Wilson in public office, he should be challenged. He should be removed for misconduct, really. Because anytime military attacks are launched that hurt or even kill civilians, we are dealing with exactly what it should be called, the murder of civilian people in this country and in Barnwell County and in the state of South Carolina. And these are criminals. These are criminals. And so they're done without justification. There certainly was no threat from my sister. I know that, a very quiet, reserved person that should have, that did not deserve to be killed by such attacks. I'm going to play for you a conversation that I had after I had called Congressman Joe Wilson's office. Let me tell you, during that time period, I did not know what to do. I was both intimidated and scared, and just looking at my sister dissolve right before my very eyes. And so I thought, after one of the attacks, the helicopter attacks, and it was many, many attacks at that point, I decided, well, let me call my U.S. congressman. And I also wrote a letter to Senator Lindsey Graham as well during that time. He returned the letter, I think, via email. But again, he too indicated that he did not know what was going on. And he is a military veteran as well. But I'm going to play this conversation of this staffer that returned my call after the military attack that was launched against us, after I was on the phone with a male, a white male person, was about discussing a legal matter. It was a former student of mine. And all of a sudden, these planes came from nowhere. When, before I even saw the planes, I knew something was wrong because it was a heavy sound of something coming, and I didn't know what it was. And it was shaking the house and vibrating the house. And so then to find out that there were two heavy military artillery type helicopters flying in our yard while I was on the phone with this person. And so this conversation follows that incident very closely behind it. The same day, I believe, right after this attack, and this incident took place. So I want you to hear it for yourself. Decide whether you believe this staffer, and decide whether you believe Joe Wilson is really for the people of Barnwell County. Here we go.
Yes, my name is Butch Wallace. I'm with Congressman Joe Wilson.
Yes.
And Ms. Sanders, you had called about a problem with a plane.
Well, planes, helicopters, in fact, very intensely. In fact, two military helicopters just blew over the house, shook the house. I took a video, and planes are ridiculous. Everywhere. My sister was sick. Had to go to the hospital. She'd been to the hospital six times, I think four times since I've been here. I'm glad you called because we wonder what's the problem. We're suffering here really badly. And
have you called the county of Barnwell and asked them what that's about?
Well, I called the environmental section. I haven't gotten a response.
Right.
But if you have an email, I will.
I don't have one. I don't.
Okay. This is intense. This is not normal. Two big, heavy artillery helicopters. They're the type that you hear before you see them. I'm sitting here and I was on the phone and I heard this. Right outside of Barnwell, between Barnwell and Pride. And I'm sitting on the phone. I'm sitting on the phone, I was talking to someone, and these loud, they look like military copters. In fact, this is even better. I have
Yes, ma'am.
I thought they were coming back. I hear a loud noise. I have a Twitter account where all my videos are posted right there. I posted them right there because, I don't want somebody to make a mistake and drop a bomb or something on our house and nobody knows what's going on. I want to find out what's going on.
I called the county of Barnwell and asked them if they have any military activities going on over in their county. I don't know of any.
Well, let me tell you this. I'll tell you what, rather than, because it's hard to transfer these videos, that's why I put them on the Twitter account, because I try to transfer them by email, which they won't download or whatever. But I'm Brenda Sanders, Brenda_Sanders at Twitter. You can go right there and look at them. There's been shooting around here, shooting, and now shooting, helicopters, planes. If you can go there and look, and you can tell me the right person. I said I was going to go try to inquire with the FAA. And these planes are flying right over our house. They're flying in close range. And
I just don't know of anybody out there who would be doing that.
But you know what? The planes are so large. I don't even think they can fly in Barnwell County Airport. I mean, that'd be true. And maybe that's who's doing it. But I don't know. I know this has been going on a while. And if you look at those videos at Brenda_Sanders at Twitter, maybe you can give me some more information, but I will pursue it. I don't understand why I can think of reasons, but I don't understand why they would do these things out in open like this. My sister just got home from the hospital, trouble breathing. I've had trouble breathing as well. She's been hospitalized 5 or 6 times already.
Sorry.
And it's very extreme. They're drawing X's in the air. Today, I think they drew a bunch of X's. Today was the first day. I didn't have incapacity breathing. My sister is totally incapacitated. She's been taken by rescue squad several times to the hospital.
Did you mention it to them? What did they say?
Well, she, you know, they didn't think it was an environment. I just totally disagree. That it is the environment here. It's something wrong here. And I totally disagree. I myself haven't gone to the hospital for my own reasons, but my sister certainly has gone, and she has had extreme problems. I mean, she came home with 9 medications day before yesterday, was 2 days ago. So anyway, I'm glad you called me, Mr. Wallace, because we certainly need help. We need help. This is unusual. These videos, I just posted a video. They just flew over here. I mean, shook the house. I'm on the phone.
I would call the county of Barnwell and ask them that. And then I would also, in fact,
Barnwell County.
Yeah, do you know who your county commissioner is?
No, see, I'm not around here. I asked my sister. I'm from Michigan. I'm about to go back to.
That's who I would call and see if they could give you an idea from there.
Barnwell County Commissioner. Okay, and found out who they are. Take a look at them, okay? Because, I mean, Brenda underscore Sanders, and take a look at them, please, because I posted them there. Because I can't download them. It's hard to download them, but if you have any more input, let me know. Is this your number? Maybe we can call you back. If you need to.
Yes, ma'am.
803-939-0041. Okay, 0041. Okay, Mr. Lowe. I'll check with the Barnwell County Commissioner. Okay, I will definitely do so. Thank you so much.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was the conversation with a gentleman by the name of Butch Wallace of Congressman Joe Wilson's office. And like I said, I don't have the exact year this was. It may have been 2019, 2020. But it's definitely been a couple of years since this conversation took place. And in the interim, my sister's death took place. And so we don't need these kinds of people in Congress. We need definitely U.S. congressmen that are not militarily, if that's such a word, biased and thinks it's okay to kill the civilian population or harass the civilian population in South Carolina or any other state, because it's taking place where I am in Michigan. And so what we have are rogue military personnel, people who are in public office and who are practicing or harassing the civilian residents of their district, and then claiming that they don't know what's going on. Why would a county commissioner know more about a military attack than a military soldier, veteran, who has access to U.S. military records? Why didn't Joe Wilson call for a congressional hearing to find out, and call these military people on the carpet to find out who was flying planes? I mean, this has never stopped. It's never stopped since when I was a judge. When I was still a judge, this was taking place. And so that was in 2014, 15. And so we have someone that's not accountable to the public, to the community, to the residents of the second district. I wanted you to hear it for yourself. I've never heard anything else from this Mr. Wallace person. I've never heard anything else from Joe Wilson himself. And so it's time for Joe Wilson to move on. Definitely your interests are elsewhere. The interest of your brother, Alan Wilson, are elsewhere. And we need accountable public servants. We need public servants that are not corrupt in the second district. So thank you for listening to this episode of the Political Strategist. Thank you for tuning in and listening again to what I have to say. And as I always say, talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.